This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
We have spent quite a bit of time discussing the juvenile crime problem in Pittsburgh and nationwide. And oftentimes our stories are very frustrating because they never get caught. They never get punished. Sometimes we have a victory. This is kind of wild how this one went down. And I wanted to bring in one of my boys, Mike Fisher, Scanner Mike, to kind of go through this. Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
Marty, good afternoon. Doing good.
So lay this scenario out for us and then tell our listeners how we ended up posting this video on social, these idiotic teenagers.
Marty, we got a submission of a video from a vehicle, one of the newer vehicles that has the cameras on them. There's a bunch of different models and brands that do that now. And we did was to compile this information and provide it to you, the king, of course. And we were able to get a particular suspect identified as they lowered their face mask in front of a camera, smiling wide and happy.
It's so true. In fact, when he sent this to me, he pointed it out. And then Patrick magnificently produced it. So that in the video that we posted, what was it, Patrick? Is this 2 days ago?
Yes.
Yeah. So I get approached in a text last night from detectives. They used that video, a mic, to identify the idiot who took his face mask down. And shocking, brother, that kid who's out there stealing cars, and it looks like he's sporting a rifle or some kind of weapon along with that, is only 15 years old. Are you surprised?
Not surprised, but I'm dismayed.
Yeah.
But this is what we're dealing with today, modern times.
And what time of night was that?
Marty, according to the records, that happened around 4 a.m. exactly in the Knoxville neighborhood in the city of Pittsburgh.
So a 15-year-old kid with a gun is out stealing cars at 4 in the morning, right?
Yeah, with a partner. Also ransacking a car at the same time that had its door unlocked.
Now, I want to bring JK into this because he kind of has so much insight into juvenile crime and this hysteria. What's bizarre about this or interesting about this? So they identified the kid, and this becomes so trivial in the justice system that they're going to send him a summons. JK, does that surprise you at all? My man's going to get a ticket in the mail.
Yeah. Where we're at, right? Daycare centers around here. We don't run juvenile detention. It's a daycare center.
Hey, Mom, what do I do with this ticket? Ah, throw it away, Johnny. Put it in the stack with the other ones.
Yeah, throw it in the garbage with that ankle bracelet they're going to put me on.
Hold on. Which leads to my next point, which is actually brilliant the way JK transitioned to it. So they arrest a kid, and this isn't surprising. It's just the way we're at. They arrest a kid. How many cars do they think he stole? 100 cars or broke into at least 100, JK?
Yeah, they said, from what I seen on the news, there was a 17-year-old teen broke into over 100-plus vehicles.
Yeah.
Stole 12 vehicles across Beachview, Brentwood, Brookline.
Yeah, yeah.
And leased to Mom. That's what happened. Gone.
Hold on. So you're hearing this, Mike. So this, your guy stole a couple cars. He's only 15. It's trivial. He's a pimple. The big shot kid broke into 100 vehicles, stole at least a dozen, and they sent him home to Mommy. So there's no hope here, is there, Mike? None.
Marty, when I hear incidents downtown as well, whether it be theft, fighting crime of any sort, it's usually juvenile release to parents.
It's true. It doesn't really make you feel good about trying to get these people arrested, does it, Mike?
It must also be frustrating for law enforcement that all these charges or these cases, the amount of hours you put in to trace someone,
yes,
to perform these acts and have bulletproof evidence, only to be released to Mommy. You know, that's not particularly the deterrent that we want to see, and that kid's going to be doing it again and again and again until he kills someone or gets killed himself.
Well, JK, to add insult to that, and you know this because last week when they arrested one of the teenage punks for creating massive crime, they tried to release the teenage punk to Mommy, but Mommy was in jail for holding a guy hostage. So at the end of the day, JK, this is a horrible cycle of crime, is it not, sir?
It is. It's a hand-me-down situation. You know, their aunts and uncles, mom and dad's pictures are on the mantle, and they're all prison photos. So they have no structure. They don't understand anything else. They grew up in a criminal element in a criminal world inside their household that wasn't a safe place for them. It was a criminal element. And they just went with what they know. They know how to commit crimes and do different things. You know, they're following the lead of their parents and so forth like that.
Patrick, how old was the kid who was stealing the guns? He couldn't get up over the counter. How old was he, 11?
12.
12. And JK, this is like those Kia boys, right? Right?
Same thing. So I did a little quick research on my man up there with 100 vehicles. Turns out he's a career juvenile criminal machine, has two priors for assaulting his family members.
Wow.
Sent right back home after he was arrested, taken to the station. They returned him to the scene and let him go. Last summer, he wrecked a stolen car into a vape shop on Brookline Boulevard. He was immediately released to mother. Nothing happened. 1 week, don't be a criminal class. Released out onto the streets and stole another 100 cars, or broke into 100 vehicles and stole 12 more. Wow. So here's my point to
wow.
that. Mayor, okay, and the politicians, wow. they know nothing's going to happen in court. So they're already blocking and defending the hit that they're going to take because these kids are all walking and are about to walk. So the mayor, his personal statement was, our officers did their job.
They did.
And they find out why, or excuse me, they find out who was doing these break-ins. From there, that's where we end. We go through the criminal justice system, and whatever happens, the judges rule, the judges rule. That's it. So he's aware that the system does not work. So he's already setting up roadblocks for the heat that he's about to get, because hey, this kid's he's getting released.
Well, Mike, it kind of points out our little deal here. So you get video, we post it, we talk about it, we get the guy identified, we're all happy. Then I get sent a note, they're going to send him a summons in the mail, which in essence means nothing, does it, Mike? It's frustrating as hell.
Marty, a summons in Allegheny County, you appear before a judge if you decide to show, or you skip and get a warrant, and you appear before a judge, and it's off their justice system. So, unfortunately, the voters need to do their job as better, if not as, as good as or better than the police officers, and the system works.
Sam, we're not quitting. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Glad to be here.
JK, we got to stay with this until someone pays attention. What is weird about the NFL draft, JK, and I know you noticed this, the Jagoff teens they arrested downtown last week, they immediately brought them to jail and immediately decided to try them as adults for the for the 3 days of the draft, my man.
Smoke and mirrors. That's all that is. Smoke and mirrors. Look it up. In the world, look, this is what we did or what we can do. And we prosecute crime in here. The second the media leaves and the NFL leaves, it's back out on the street. Guys are taking dumps on Smithfield Street.
Sure.
There's needles out there.
Sure.
The juveniles are coming back from school, so look out.
Sure. Truth to power. JK, thanks. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Got to keep telling it.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I love Trevin, my man, because in the breaks I put my feet up because I'm old, and my ankles swell because I'm old. And Trevin is very conscientious, and I'm not. And he gets nervous because I got my feet up because I'm old. And I start falling asleep because I'm old. And the music starts playing and my feet are up. He thinks I'm dead because I'm old. But I'm really just trying to mess with him because I'm old. I love them.
Well, you're successful because you mess with me every time.
Because Patrick is a veteran of my idiosyncrasies, he just sits there. He knows. He's shaking his head.
Well, I know you're messing with Trevor.
There's a little thing that goes on every morning before I get in here. Mutt and Jeff here, the two big brains. Or medium-sized brains, depending on how much coffee they had. They sit back there in our little enclave where we put the show together, and they actually put all the audio together and video and actually do a magnificent job. And honestly, full disclosure, we have become quite a close team, and we actually love each other. And as Patrick moves to, which he is, he's going to move to Phoenix, we're going to still do this, but Trevor's going to do more. Trevin's going to do more, even if I change his name once in a while. But every morning they sit back there. And this morning we came up with the analogous team of doofuses that they remind me of. And they're the two old guys. Go ahead, Trevin. Two old guys from what show?
It's not the doofuses. it's Sesame Street. And I can't believe, Patrick, we grew up on it.
The Muppets.
The Muppets. There you go. But they were on Sesame Street, too. The Muppets were on Sesame Street.
The two
there you go.
Cranky old guys.
In the balcony.
That sit in the balcony. And bitch, right? Pretty much.
But that's not what we do, Patrick. Make sure he's right.
Not completely.
Thank you.
So what I do, because I'm an idiot, is I will come in and listen to them conducting their little version of The View and just make fun of them because I'm good at it. So that's what we do every day. In this last break with my feet up, I was actually texting Rachel Heisler, the city controller. And I wanted to get into some. Did you see these numbers, Patrick? No.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of wild. She just released this. I guess she's doing a newser, and I know that Tamara is there, and she'll have the details. The general fund for the city of Pittsburgh last year, this is not surprising, but it's also a lot of money. Spent $44.7 million more than it received. Oops.
Oh, God.
Oops. Yep. Expenses totaled $732 million, an increase of $9.2 million compared to 2024. Oops. The Rainy Day Fund now has Statler and Waldorf. Those are the names of the two old guys. Ellen Gamble. Which one you want to be, Chief? Statler or Waldorf? Waldork. I'm trying to get Heisler to pop in here. I don't know what time our news conference was. Rachel Heisler. This is what city finances look like without American Rescue Plan funds, which, by the way, is the point, right, Patrick?
Exactly.
It saved our ass, is what she's saying.
Completely, even though there's, I guess, question marks about where that spending went.
This is the reality we've been warning about for the past 2 years. Oops. Oh, on the whole, revenue and expenditures are more or less stagnant year over year. But things are more expensive. And she offers this warning. I love her, by the way. Big fan. We're still spending like we have millions of dollars, federal dollars, sitting in the bank. Here we go. The city saw significant increases in revenue sources in 2025. Deed transfer tax up $4 million from 24. $10.6 million over budget. Earned income tax. Yes, we will do that, Rachel. 1 p.m. We will have her live at 1 p.m. I love it. I love her. I'm a big fan. Interest earnings decreased by $7.9 million compared to 2024. Oops. This is where we're at. And this is the harsh reality. At the end of the day, if we stay on this path, and she'll tell you this, she won't use these words, but I will, we're screwed. Right? We are. Someone had to see this train coming, right? I would think. Someone had to tap someone on the shoulder and go, I don't want to ruin the free lunch here, but we spent $45 million, almost $50 million more than we have. Oh, go ahead.
Well, this is why there's been a raise in taxes. Remember, they raised taxes to raise, what, $20 million?
Yes, sir.
Oops, we need $40 million. So does that mean we're going to have another tax raise coming, or are they going to actually cut some spending?
To his point, one of those two has to happen, doesn't it, brother?
It has to.
They Unless either have somehow to, we get some big
yeah.
new jobs, something.
And they can't count one-time commitments from the nonprofits to fill that hole forever.
No way. So there we have it. We spent $44.7 million. So the city last year finished with a net loss of $44.7 million. That's a problem. I would think. That's a big problem. And somebody better wrap their arms around it fast and be honest with it. Fast. Or we're screwed. Big time.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback.
What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
No way out. They're not buying the story. City of Pittsburgh. They're going to have to, we're headed toward this fiscal cliff. There's still money in a surplus over $100 million. But the problem is if you blow through it at $40, $50 million a year, you're done. You're in deficit situation. Then you have to raise taxes again and you're screwed. And that's the facts, Jack. And the thing I like about Heisler is she's actuarial, so she just lays it out and tells you flat out, this is where we're at. We better do it. And we better do it now. The house is on fire. The house is on fire. It's actually kind of fascinating and a bit tragic and very stressful for many Americans what's happening. And to bring it close to home, we all know this, that the county raised taxes by almost 50%, right? I saw it in my bill, did you? Then the city raised taxes by almost 30%, right? Right? And so now everybody's paying more. And then you throw this into the angst. I got the super premium gas, which some of the high-end cars, if you have a sports car or a luxury car, or even I have a Genesis, it takes the, as we used to call it back in the day, high test. It's over $5 a gallon. That's adult money. That's adult money. I had to grab one of my favorite people, and we've become good friends, because I love, first of all, his intellect. I love that he's a homer. I love that he loves Pittsburgh. And I love that he has the juice to meet the king and shake his hand, which, you know, the king was asking, hey, is that Marty Griffin a good guy? Wasn't he, David?
The draft, Marty. he was asking about the draft. The draft. He was saying, how did the Steelers do in the draft?
Hey, I had to reach you today because and you're very smart about this stuff. It's weird, man. We've hit an inflection point with gas prices. And David, I haven't seen this yet with our audience, which is big. And the rage, it hit the fan, I would say this morning, David, because now it's over. We're pushing 450 a gallon and the high octane's five a gallon. It is that inflection point, isn't it, sir?
Hey, listen, Marty, as you and I talked about this before, and I talk about this with a lot of people, you know, my friends in Hopewell, Aliquippa, Ambridge, right? People in Beaver County that I know and talk to, right? And in South Hills and the North Hills, when they put their hand in their pocket to pull out some cash to pay the pump, you know, they pull out a 20, used to fill their tank, doesn't come close to it, right? Doesn't come close to doing anything. But gas was $2 and down at $2. And when Trump was in, you know, kind of getting going in the right direction, now this is occurring. Now, I will say this, Marty. I think the president – is doing the right thing right here on Iran. I think he's doing it. But I think the messaging is pretty diluted in terms of...
What the hell is he doing? What do you mean the right thing? I don't see anything he's doing that's the right thing. I'm confused.
No, listen. Yeah, Marty, I think that you have to decapitate the regime's ability to export terror.
It's true.
And export nuclear weapons at some point, right? We don't want anybody detonating some nuclear weapon at a Steelers game 20 years from now or 10 years from now.
That narrative is getting old with people.
Yeah, but I know, Marty. I understand.
Yeah, I know you do.
But the president should have articulated that and said, hey, up front.
He should have.
This is going to suck for 6 months or so, maybe longer.
That's true.
But what we're doing it for is your kids and your grandkids. And just like people had sacrifice in World War II, this is a war for the future of America. And we're going to tighten our belts collectively. And we're going to make the sacrifice to make America and the world better.
But he should have built a coalition.
He
sold us out by saying two things. I will never get into that kind of war, and I'm going to bring prices down. So now everyone's saying, screw
boom.
You, buddy.
Marty, 100%. This president ran on no foreign wars. Yeah. I'm not going to get you in that war. I'm going to drive prices down. So I can understand why people feel PO'd. They're upset. They're like, this is not why we voted for you.
I got to play you something, man, because you're very intelligent about the narrative. I watch him all the time because I love him, and he's so cool and pragmatic in his debate. I want you to hear this. All right, hold on a second. All right, David, hold on.
Sure.
This is last night. Go ahead.
I was only a few years old while you were in the administration defending prior endless wars. Now, this war is failing.
8 weeks is endless to you?
Okay, you said it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks.
You have the attention span of a gnat?
Debated you on TV 4 to 6 weeks ago, and you said we were weeks away from it. Now you're making condescending remarks because you can't defend the fact that this war is not going your way. Wait, one more time.
Name one political concession.
Honestly,
I'm not going to have this guy's hand in my face.
Everybody, hang tight, okay? No, everybody calm down.
The reason why I want to ask David Ervin about this, not to draw him into some debate about CNN, but debate about the approach of this. You're not that way. You would never do that. And Scott literally said to that kid, Adam Moxler, get your effing hand out of my face, and wanted to hit him. That doesn't help anyone, does it, David? Not being critical of either one of them, because they're both very bright. Right?
Is a good friend, and is on there every night fighting the fight.
And
he never loses his cool. And sometimes you get pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and then you get pushed. I don't think he wanted to fight. I think he regrets those. If I were him, I'm sure he regrets those words saying that. I think his next clip, he had a line where he said to the other kid, he was like, you know, look, I understand. You get testy when you're up past your bedtime. I thought that was a pretty witty remark, and he should have left the cursing out of it, right? And the
I love Scott. I think he's brilliant.
He's a smart guy, very witty, and really good at what he does.
Yep.
I just think, you know, he gets pushed to your limit, and that setting, I think he probably regrets saying that. But you know, Scott's a great guy and does a great job defending the president.
Yeah.
But like the Moxley kid, the kid did have a point, right?
He did. Oh,
like,
he's good too. He's
smart. The kid has a point saying, you know, at what point is this going to be over? It was 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. This is why I think the president at the jump street should have said, look, this is going to take 4 months, could take 6 months.
Nice.
Could take, you know, and try to build up a coalition with our NATO allies and others in the region and say, listen, we're doing this for everybody, right? We don't want the Iranians to be blown up. Buildings, people, ships, whatever, you know, in the future. We don't want them holding the world hostage in the future. So we have to do this now because they're getting to a point of it's a critical juncture. They're at a tipping point where they're going to be able to do a lot of this stuff, and we don't want a nuclear capable Iran.
Yeah.
If he'd have sold that, I think, at the front end, people would be more willing. They'd say, okay, well, we don't like it. We don't like it, but I can see, I don't want my kids being threatened by these crazy people. I mean, people forget they killed these guys. Killed all these Marines, 283 Marines. They blew them up.
Oh, I don't forget.
They took our hostages.
I don't forget.
They took our hostages. Marty, I always say to people, do you remember what it felt like on September 12th when we woke up on September 12th? How sick everybody was in this country, and we said never again. We're never going to let that happen to us again, right? And then we kind of whistle past the graveyard on lots of things.
But I think where you're right, is that you got to be honest with us and say, this is where this could end up, folks, but this is our goal. Rather than this war is over, all they got to do is make a phone call. People start saying, shut up.
Yeah, well, they don't believe it.
They don't.
Credibility, Marty, credibility is the biggest thing. This president is incredibly transparent. And he should have just said, look, this is the situation, people. We got a shit situation here. We got a bad country that wants to do bad things to our people. Not a bad country. The Persian people are very smart, great people. They got a bad leadership. I mean, if you look back in the 70s when the Shah was there, women went to school, you know, young girls, women are doctors, people are, it was a very Western oriented country, and kind of a, you know, stable, just like Beirut was. And then all of a sudden the theocratic regime took over in Tehran, and Beirut has gone downhill as a country. I mean, Lebanon has gone downhill. Nobody goes on holiday to Beirut. It's a terrible place, right? Same in Iran. Used to be one of the, you know, leaders in the world of lots of things. Persian people, great people. Again, this regime there is, their sole focus is death to America. They continue to chant death to America.
As recently as this week, by the way, chanting that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the question becomes, you know, if the administration could have said more upfront, look, here's your choices, death to America, because it is binary, right? Death to America, a country that has, you know, these things, these weapons, or, you know, we're going to pay $5 for gas for, you know, 6-8 months.
Like, it could be that long, David, right? I mean, I feel that, right?
Listen, Marty, I think it's, you know, do you see an end in sight? Iranians, right? They do not, listen, I think the embargo is working and choking them out, right? They do have the ability to store fuel.
But they can't make money. They can't make money anywhere.
They can't make money. Yeah, yeah. They're a pariah, right? Yep, the Chinese, President Trump has a meeting with President Xi coming up here in a few weeks. The Chinese really need the oil from the Iranians. Others do as well. There's going to be incredible pressure on Iran. Like, if I was Iran, I would turn over my nuclear dust, because now they have figured out that they can control the world by shutting down those straits.
Yeah, but
right?
They ain't you, man. Sorry. I wish they were. Hey.
I know. I wish they were that smart, though, because this is how it could wrap up. Right?
Hey, before you go,
nuclear material.
I got to get to something really cool. And I'm not kidding. My man is more connected than Jesus. David is. And so he sends me this photograph, which is insanely cool. Describe it for folks and tell us how it happened, please.
Yeah, so Marty, you know, I was invited. I do, you know, I'm in Washington. I do a lot of work with different people in Washington. I'm friends with the embassy, of the
and
British
the president.
Embassy and others.
Yeah,
and
the
and others.
Yeah.
And others. And so I was invited to a function, not the state dinner, not the White House, although I was invited to the White House for some different ceremonies with the king. I was invited to a smaller, and I say smaller with air quotes because there were 500 people there, but the 500 people, it was like, it was Pelosi, Johnson, right? It was the Secretary of Energy, lots of CEOs. So there wasn't 500 random people, right? It was 500, like, you know, leaders.
Didn't they call it a tea party?
Yeah, it was a tea party. It was a party out in the garden.
That's beautiful, brother.
They served sandwiches.
That's beautiful.
They had lots of things outside, and it was a lovely event, and I got a few minutes with the king. My wife and I got a few minutes with the king, and one of my friends who works for the embassy, she's a diplomat. I plugged her. I said she did such a great job. She was doing a great job, and she was given this year. She's been given what's called the Order of the British Empire, so she's being knighted this year. And I said to the king, I said, "Your Majesty, if I can be so bold." I think the best thing that you've done this year is you invested Shania, her name's Shania. Uh-huh. So you invested Shania as OBE. And he kind of laughed and he said, thank you.
Thank you, David. David, you're wonderful,
you.
David.
And he said, you know, she does good work. And I said, yes. And so it's a brief conversation. But upon his departure, the king, she had a private audience with the king, and he gave her another private award that only he can give out, a very prestigious award for her service to him. Personally, so it was great. She's a great person. It was a very interesting event. The king
and directed to
interesting,
you.
Interesting guy. Very interesting.
It's
character.
Good to be the king, David, which you are. David
Urban. It is good to be the king of England, not the king of Aliquippa. I'm the king of Clearview. That's where I grew up.
I love you, man.
Like,
you're the
all
best,
right, buddy.
My
hey,
man.
Marty, thanks for having me, and thanks for doing what you do. And, you know, my love to all the people in the Berg.
All right, my man. David Urban, the legend. love him because he's a local dude, but he went to West Point. He's a war hero, seriously, combat veteran. Went to Penn, which is, no one goes to Penn for law. He's just cool, man. And he hangs with Trump. And he gets to shake hands with the king. Yet he still names off joints in Aliquippa where he went to have pizza. I love him. He loves this whole process of being a Pittsburgher and true to his roots. And I love the guy. We've become very good friends. We're going to work on some projects together to make a difference in this town. The weird dynamic at the networks right now, and I find it to be odd, and I know Patrick does because he's been at this as long as I, and he's actually managed a lot of people and hired a lot of people in the business, is that when Patrick started out, and when he's putting together, whether it's a radio program or a television newscast, you hire people who are just going to deliver the facts and the news. Now what happens if you're hiring people at Fox or CNN, well, look what CNN does. They put, and Scott Jennings is talented as hell. He's just quick-witted. He just is. And he's feisty. He likes to fight with people. They surround him with, every single night, every day, with like five or six insanely flaming liberals. So liberal you want to choke them. No, honestly, like annoying liberals. You know what I mean, Patrick? Like gross liberals.
Yeah, it's a formula they learned from Fox.
Yes, exactly.
Because Fox did the complete opposite for a very long time. They still do.
So Fox puts one, it's actually weird. They put one flaming liberal on there and they kick his ass. Yep. They surround them.
Every day, 5 days a week.
And David, CNN, I think they have two conservatives, David Urban, right? And Scott Jennings. That's kind of it, right? The whole staff. Yeah.
There's a couple others they sprinkle in, but you wouldn't recognize
them.
No,
you wouldn't.
Saw them.
And same with Fox. And they act as if they're being fair and balanced, but they're really not.
These are talk shows.
I think CNN's trying a little harder, but I don't know. I love Jake Tapper. I think he's brilliant and fair, but Trump annoys him and he makes it very clear every day.
Yep.
But Patrick, when you were hiring news anchors, if someone like Jake Tapper, who's supposed to be a news guy, you wouldn't let him be what he is 20 years ago. Just wouldn't, none of the business would allow it, ever.
No. And as journalists, you absolutely don't go that route. But they're not journalists on these cable networks, for the most part. These are talk show hosts.
They would argue that they are, because Patrick's right.
They would argue.
And they're right,
they started
too.
Out as journalists, but they're a lot of these folks, they are not journalists anymore.
I don't agree. I just think the game's changed a bit. And quite frankly, you're talking to someone that's believed in the process of being proactive about journalism from the time I started. And I'll tell you why. And Patrick knows this because we're partners in this madness. Let's say we go to a fire, me and Patrick. Here's what we do. And I'm being blunt about this. We don't look for the fire chief. We don't. We don't look for the fire investigators, the arson guys. We're not looking for the cause of the fire. We go to the fire and we look for the family. And we sit down on the curb and say, hey, I think we can help you. And so, in other words, we become advocates. What the networks have decided is that they're benefiting from opinion, Patrick. That's their shtick.
It is. And they've all done it.
By the way, to this day, Fox crushes everyone. It's not even close. It just isn't. But what CNN tried to do is grab a couple conservatives. And David's one of them.
Yeah, they tried to reverse the formula.
They did. And it kind of sort of works.
It works until it doesn't.
But with Fox and with Scott Jennings last night and that kid, play that again if you have it, buddy. It got ugly. He probably would have punched him, Patrick. He probably wanted to, right?
He sure seemed like he wanted to.
And the kid is a liberal. He's actually very smart. He wanted him to get worked up. Go ahead.
I was only a few years old while you were in the administration defending prior endless wars. Now, this war is failing.
8 weeks is endless to you?
Okay, you said it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks.
You have the attention span of a gnat?
Debated you on TV 4 to 6 weeks ago, and you said we were weeks away from it. Now you're making condescending remarks because you can't defend the fact that this war is not going your way. Wait, one more time.
Name one political concession.
Everybody, hang tight, okay? No, everybody calm down.
Hey, Trevin. Trevin is insanely chill, unbelievably mature. What do you think of that stuff? I'm sorry, I'm eating peanut butter. Trevor, what do you think of that kind of stuff?
If I may.
Yeah, please.
In my opinion, a reflection of society right there. Because what happens is, if someone doesn't agree with you, we have, in this country, and because of the climate, because of what's going on, you have people that believe, people that don't believe. And I think I said this to Patrick. It hurts me that if I disagree with you, or if I say something you don't agree with, automatically you either insult me or I become your enemy.
Yeah, but let me say this, because you're right, but this isn't newer news.
No,
you
it's
know,
not.
Hold on. Back in the day, they actually did, you know, the guy, they go back to back and they march off 10 paces and they turn around. Presidential candidates did this.
And haven't we grown past that?
No.
That,
why would
that
we?
Became illegal. You're talking about dueling?
That's a
that
duel,
became
yeah.
illegal. That
no
became
kidding.
Illegal.
But my man, there has been debate since the beginning of time. And here's, because I live this and learn it. If you don't have that conflict on a show, my man, ain't no one watching, brother.
I'm not mad at that, but that's entertainment.
It is. It actually is.
I mean, debates are good. They are healthy. It's good to get other viewpoints.
But that got tested.
Correct.
That guy wanted to aggravate him, and then he wanted to aggravate the other guy.
But then you heard the name calling. That's my thing. Why,
oh, yeah.
You and I can disagree.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to call you a name.
No, it's true.
Exactly. If I call you a name, I can call you by your name. I can say, Marty, look, I disagree with you.
And I also think it's why Urban doesn't get the profile that Scott gets, because Scott lights people on fire. And he David doesn't have it in his DNA. Just my take. Thanks, brothers. We'll be right back.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.